They merely mastered their power so much that they could interpret people's emotions and reactions with such accuracy as to give the impression they read minds. "Please," the Tamarin insisted when the guard hesitated. Making a face as if he'd bitten into something foul, the guard gave the Tamarin a stiff nod. He ordered me to sit in the chair across the table from the Tamarin, then unshackled me.
"See that you behave, little human, or I will make you regret it sorely,"
the guard growled in a menacing tone. I fought the instinctive urge to roll my eyes at that pathetic need to flaunt his power, and merely nodded. Despite the stiffness of his beak, I didn't miss how the Tamarin tried to repress an amused smile. That made me instantly like him. But then, it was extremely hard to dislike a Tamarin.
"I'll be right outside if you need anything,"
the guard told the Tamarin.
"Thank you, but we should be fine,"
he replied politely, before casting a meaningful glance at the door. The guard begrudgingly left the room, although I could sense his curiosity was as great as mine. As soon as the door closed, the Tamarin shifted his wings before taking a seat and smiling at me. His bird-like bipedal species came in a variety of colors. In his case, he reminded me of a bird of paradise with golden feathers, maroon wings, a long, fluffy white tail, and the most mesmerizing silver eyes. I couldn't quite tell his age, but he had to be in his mid to late 50s.
"Alone at last, Miss Makeba. Please, let me introduce myself. My name is Kayog Voln, principal agent of the Prime Mating Agency."
My brain tilted, and his smile broadened at my reaction. "Prime Mating Agency? Did you get lost? I mean, no disrespect, Mr. Voln, but I thought you were a prosecutor or lawyer, maybe here to offer me a last-minute deal if I cooperated on something," I said, completely baffled.
"I'm not lost, Miss Makeba,"
he said in an amused tone.
"I'm very much where I intended to be, and while I'm not a prosecutor, I am here to offer you a last-minute deal to spare you from that 20-year sentence. But please, call me Kayog. I am rather informal."
"A deal? For real?" I asked, my heart filling with an impossible hope. He nodded.
"Mm-hmm."
"Wow. Okay, I'm all ears. And yeah, sure, I can call you Kayog. Feel free to call me Rihanna."
"Excellent. Well, Rihanna, one of my people who worked on your case alerted me to your situation,"
the Tamarin continued.
"While you have led a rather interesting life, your sentence was overly harsh, especially since you are innocent of the specific crime you've been condemned for."
"So Torgal knew I told the truth. Why didn't he get me exonerated?" Kayog gave me a sympathetic look.
"Because he can't. The law relies on facts that can be proven. Our empathic assessments are not tangible proof. I could lie because I like you. Most judges will take our evaluation into account, but condemnation or exoneration cannot be solely based on our word."
"Right. I can see that, but it still blows," I mumbled.
"Torgal tried to get you a significantly reduced sentence, but the judge wouldn't budge. He could sense some personal vendetta. May I ask how you alienated Judge Wuras?"
I rolled my eyes and scrunched my face in anger. I never did anything to that judge, but I have a way of getting involved with the wrong people. A couple of years ago, I dated a man who conned Judge Wuras. He got off on a technicality. I broke up with him right after the trial ended because I didn't like what it had revealed about him. But ever since, the judge has been after everyone from his inner circle at the time.
"That's unfortunate."
"Tell me about it. So, what does Torgal think you can do for me?"
"Well, he gave me his detailed assessment of your personality in the hopes I could find a match for you,"
Gayog said. I blinked, wondering if he'd eaten some funky mushrooms. "A match? I'm not trying to find a boyfriend or get married. My ass is being shipped to the foulest prison planet on this side of the galaxy. A long-distance romance with some random guy is the last thing I need." Kayog chuckled.
"Please, bear with me, Rihanna. I will be clear in a moment."
"Right.